And aren't his brothers Joseph and James? And aren't his sisters here with us? Why were they astonished? Because Jesus did not go to school being very poor. If he was in India for 20-some years, they would say, well, he must became wise in India. So Jesus stayed with his mother and cousins until he was 30 years old. Jesus had no brothers, as some of the heretics would like to believe today. The word brother in Hebrew means cousin or relative. About reincarnation, which is one of their teachings and another invention of the devil. Reincarnation was invented back in the Babylonian mysteries. No Orthodox Christian can think about such a lie. It is a propaganda of the devil to keep sinning. If I'm going to come back again, then why live a moral life? From a Hindu holy book, we quote, kill, murder, fully conscious, knowing that no one is murdered and no one is being killed. So, because of reincarnation, murder is permissible. Such nonsense, but very dangerous, my friends. Because if a lot of power goes to these people, and with the amount of money that it's being collected and put in their accounts, and with this kind of philosophy and belief, God help us. Once again, not all components of the New Age movement hold the same views. One thing is for sure, the Western Christianity of today is feasting on this stuff. 47% of Americans today believe that they contacted the dead. The Orthodox belief is that there are no ghosts, no such thing. They are demonic spirits appearing as ghosts. The devil can appear as an angel of light. Question. Why are Christians so easily fooled today? Many reasons, however, we'll state just a few. Number one, Western Christianity has rejected the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Christians want a Christianity with no cross. Number two, Christianity has been reduced into a social system or a philosophy or a morality. People have a form of godliness, refusing its power thereof, according to St. Paul. The Catholic and the Protestant jurisdictions, by splitting from the Holy Orthodox Church, have fallen into innumerable fallacies and have lost the ever so important sacramental life of the Church. Another reason is, by changing their interpretation of the gospel and losing the grace of the Holy Spirit, they have been divided into hundreds of different denominations. The human soul, being in the image of God, yearns for mysticism. Materialism does not satisfy it. Only in Orthodoxy we have the holy mysteries and sacramental life intact, which fulfill the soul. Secular humanism, atheism, materialism, and now occultism are the organs of Antichrist. And now, the self-proclaimed forerunner of Antichrist, Benjamin Krem, presenting Master and Christ Maitreya, who not a few believe to be the soon-coming Antichrist, and I quote from the book of the attorney Constance Comby, The Hidden Rainbow. Millions around the globe awoke to a great surprise April 25th, 1982. They open their newspapers only to be greeted with a full-page display ad, brazenly proclaiming that Christ is now here. From Rome to Jerusalem, from Kuwait to Karachi, from New York to Los Angeles, in more than 20 major cities, readers blinked in disbelief. The world has had enough. Enough of hunger, injustice, war. In answer to our call for help, a world teacher for all humanity, that Christ is now here. How will we recognize him? And the ad goes on to say that Lord Maitreya, known by the Christians as Christ, by the Jews as Messiah, by the Buddhists as the fifth Buddha, by the Muslims as the Imam Mahdi, and by the Hindus, the Krishna. These are all names of one individual. $500,000 was spent for this nonsense. According to Benjamin Krem, Lord Maitreya was supposed to appear in a few months, but he did not. Because if he is in fact the Antichrist, one thing, he can only appear when Jesus Christ allows him to. He does not know when to appear, because his appearance is directly connected with the appearance of Christ. Father Athanasius, in his commentary on the Revelation, warns us about this. Be aware, the false Christ will multiply greatly around year 2000. Why? Because it is a round number. Exactly the same thing happened around year 1000. We have Christians today who are panicking and becoming neurotic over this Antichrist surge of books, tapes, lectures, and they read book after book about the Antichrist while ignoring Christ and his gospel. This is a great trap of the devil. The devil is trying to put unhealthy curiosity in Christians to paralyze them with fear, and most importantly, to keep them from praying. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem says, to keep our balance, we are not going to panic about anything like this, and at the same time, we are not going to totally ignore the signs. These signs will be made clear to the vigilant and to the sincere Christians. Christ fought the devil in the desert by his word, by using the scriptures. By really studying the scriptures, we will instantly be able to identify the false Christs, even if they appear as angels of lights. So how would we identify the false Christ from the true Christ? If we see a Christ coming from heaven, bringing fire from the sky, raising the dead, healing people, changing water to gasoline, bringing peace to the world, eliminating crime, and all the good things that Lord Maitreya and his disciples are claiming that they're going to be able to do. Again, as members of our Holy Church and connected very closely to our spiritual fathers, we will be informed. In the Revelation, the Word of God is very clear. Number one, the Antichrist will show up first. He will be kind, wise, miraculous, gentle, moral, and ethical, pious, a man of great power and self-control. The nations will beg him to lead them, and he will refuse because he will have tremendous false humility. This is where Lord Maitreya does not fit the picture. Lord Maitreya is advertising for himself and proclaiming himself as Christ, where the Antichrist will be so wise to be able to deceive even the elect Christians. I don't believe we're elect Christians, and we're not deceived. So I don't believe that's really so deceptive on his part when he comes up with ads like this. It would seem that the Antichrist would have a great deal more discretion. After the nations make him their leader, he will show his real qualities. All the power and hate of the devil will be inside him. And now he will forcibly, with the help of the devil, proclaim himself as God and put himself in the temple of Solomon, demanding to be worshipped. Saint Paul says that he will then proclaim himself as God after he goes in the temple of Solomon, where Maitreya is proclaiming himself as God already. At any rate, 3.5 years after the enthronement of Antichrist, Jesus will return. How will Jesus' return be different? And how we as Christians can we recognize him? Be able to recognize him from all these false Christs that are going to be around us this year 2000. It's very simple. Number one, he will have all his angels revolving around him visibly. Number two, he's coming as a judge in full glory and not as a teacher. Not a single miracle will be performed. He is going to destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet. He will bodily throw them in the lake of fire. Number four, we will be changed as we see him in the sky, and we shall be drawn up to meet him in the clouds. Jesus will not stay 1,000 years here on earth. That is a false teaching. When he appears, instantly a new heaven and a new earth will be created. Also, he will have in front of him the sign of the cross, a sign that the devil cannot stand because it burns him. My friends, the sign of the cross is our sign, but we must truly believe in the cross of Christ and hold the meaning of the cross. If we are wise stewards, if we are wise investors, we will overcome. Let's not get caught up with the occults and the Antichrist to the point where we lose our objective and become disarmed as Christians. We must overcome all evil and all passions. They can lead us to hell long before the Antichrist gets here. His spirit and his poison is in the world for thousands of years. Let's overcome by resisting the devil, and he will flee from us. And I close with Revelation chapter 21. He who overcomes will inherit this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. It would seem that all of the New Agers and all occultists are headed that way. Let's pray for them and all the sinners, while making sure that not a single one of our Orthodox Christians stays uninformed about their evil ways. through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
These beautiful hymns were chanted by the monks of the monastery of Xeropotamu in Mount Athos, and the lead chanter, Father Ephrem the Young, as they used to call him, reached tremendous holiness at a very young age. At the age of 25 or 26, I believe, he was called home by God.